this is Rutledge Wood from NASCAR on NBC, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN. Walking
through 720 WGN On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us, honored to have a guy that we know and love from Top Gear, Southern and Hungry on the Cooking Channel, and all that great coverage of racing and features for NASCAR on NBC. Now he is a truly one of the great worldwide bucket list events covering the Kentucky Derby for NBC, the one and only Rutledge Wood. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, pal. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on. You are one of those people that I think a lot of people would love to switch places with. You do it all, whether it's the food, whether it's the fast, the cars, all the stars in the world of racing. And now, I guess technically it is still racing, so it fits into your kind of wheelhouse and resume. But this is one of those crazy great events, the Kentucky Derby.
You're so right. And, you know, for me, it's horsepower to horsepower, right? One engine, one is this incredible horse, but... Yeah, it really is something that should be on everybody's bucket list. To be here at the Derby is really just a sight to see. I always try to tell my friends who've asked, oh, so what's it like? I tell them, you know what, it's like going to a 1940s fashion show at the craziest college party you've ever been to.
It's the kind of thing, too. It is, I mean, it's a sporting event. There's no denying that. Last year, talking with our mutual friend, Aaron May, Chef Aaron May, he's like, it's so crazy because it's so much about the parties and the build-up, the Derby itself, you know, it's just a few minutes, and you don't see that same kind of loyalty. Everyone, I think, has a loyalty to the event, the traditions, and having a great time in the hats, but not to the you know, the athletes themselves. No one's walking around with secretariat jerseys. It's a different kind of sports thing.
You're totally right, and maybe that's what they're missing. You know, maybe we should convince them to make some really nice horse hats that really take on the full characteristics of each horse, and you know, maybe people wear the nice ring of flowers. We could do that. I mean, there's something about that. But you're totally right. You know, Dave, it's such an interesting time to see just how big of an event it really is for 2 minutes. You know, the actual Kentucky Derby is just 2 minutes. Of just insanity, but to be in Louisville and see what a great town that is, and from the sights, the food, obviously the bourbon is amazing there. It's just such a cool event to be a part of.
It is a great celebration of Americana, the mint juleps, the bourbon, all that kind of stuff that goes on with it. For the coverage for you, you know, and I think one of your strengths, we've talked about it a bunch of times, is you're able to do these really kind of fun features, put people at ease and kind of get with them, give the backstory on some of the people that are involved with it. When it comes to the horses, I mean, have you rewatched like Horse Whisperer? What are you going to do? Are you going to try to get into the mind of some of these horses, or is it the trainers? What's your coverage going to be like?
You know, I've been watching a lot of Mr. Ed on Nick at Night. I gotta be honest, it hasn't helped me at all thus far. We're so lucky to have some amazing producers, and my buddy Jack Felling, who has produced all my stuff with the Kentucky Derby, is so well connected, and he takes us out there, his friend Greg Magruder, and we really get to meet all of these amazing trainers and see the facilities, and I got to spend a little time in Lexington with Tara Lipinski, and we got to see Ashford Stud, where they keep American Pharoah, and just it's such an amazing, you know, kind of sport, and you really get to see some of these inner workings. But there are so many more people. It really reminds me of traveling with NASCAR. You know, there's one driver that you see in that car when it crosses the finish line, just like we know there's one jockey on this horse. But the amount of people that it takes for all of that to happen is just gigantic.
When you think about the, you know, the horses are obviously the stars and everyone's going to be watching, but this is one of those events that has the ability to draw people from really all kind of spheres of notoriety. I mean, you'll see athletes, entertainers, musicians, actors, all that kind of stuff. Is there ever like that moment? Of course, you've done a lot of stuff with a lot of high profile people where you're like, oh my gosh, there's so-and-so. Is there a lot of people watching that you do?
Oh my gosh, the people watching there, like you said, it really is phenomenal because, you know, we could see our friend Guy Fieri, who is just down from Richie Sambora, who's next to, you know, I mean, it could be anybody. That's what's so amazing about it, is that Louisville can draw these people in. And I think when people watch on NBC, you know, they get to feel like they're there. And I'm so lucky. That's really my main focus, is to show people what it's like to be there and what the people are like. And I can tell you that I've been through some pretty crazy infields in my life at some NASCAR races. None of them compare to to the infield of the Kentucky Derby. That is an insane place that just doesn't make any sense, because you've never seen people dressed that nicely who will then race on top of portalettes or use trash cans the way that they have to there.
Oh, and the people, too, I over the years have done a little bit of the private jet stuff with, you know, getting people to and from the Derby, and you'll see people from, sure, you know, sometimes it's like Jane Seymour, and like this year, Jennifer Lawrence, and Dennis Quaid, and Mira Sorvino. You know, there's a bunch of different people that are going to be there. Now, the thing that everybody has in common, you know, they're there for a great time to experience it, but also like the outfits, and you are a festive dresser, if anything, right? And how long did it take for you to pick out your outfit that you're going to be wearing today?
Well, you know, Dave, I'm not really that much of a snazzy dresser. I'm like I dress like a 15-year-old with an after-school job. So I like fun sneakers, blue jeans, and T-shirts. And then I always thought my idea of dressing up was wearing one of these pearl snap Western shirts. And of course, you know, I love plaid. That's my favorite. Yes. So when NBC said, you know, everybody dresses up for these things, you're going to have to step it up a little bit, I started searching. And I was really lucky to find Shinesty, because Shinesty has some amazing suits. They have their own. They carry Oppa suits. And so this year, Shinesty has made me my own suit.
Nice. That's when you know you've made it.
That's hilarious, because they're also, like, most of their suits are $100. So it's pretty big time for them to make me my own, you know, just a little bit more than that suit. So I can't tell you about them. I can just say I think it's the best dress I've been maybe ever in public.
Well, that's appointment television right there. The coverage is coming up on NBC, and I think the post time is a little bit after 6 o'clock. So if you want to let people know, you know, what to watch out for, and specifically when they want to get those glimpses of you later on for the race.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I'll be honest, I'm going to be there all weekend, and we are covering stuff left and right. Yeah, the big show on Saturday. You can't miss my suit, but certainly I would check me on Instagram. It's Rutledge Wood on there. I will make sure to share lots of good outfit pictures, because I've never heard the phrase, you know, I've heard people say, can you hold my hair before after having too much to drink, but I'd never heard hold my hat before.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be great. It is going to be must-see television. And you know what also is going to happen? A race, right? It's the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby happening down there in Louisville. So, Rutledge, we let you get back at it. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always great to hear from you. Thanks for having me.